You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. The world's greatest radio. You're in touch with faith and family. Our mission is to share uplifting information that supports families in living more abundant lives. And I'm Reverend Dr. Carolyn Pettigrew, and this is radio the way it should be heard.
It starts in the ocean, and when I start my day, look slick, shower. After I shave, thank the Lord for all that God gave. Brush my teeth with the water, always see me with Fiji bottles of water. In the summer, it's hotter, take her swimming, you gotta make these opposites back up like lobsters, indigenous warriors.
Welcome, faith and family friends. Today, we are celebrating the life of our beloved son, Gil Pettigrew, in blessed memory. By reading his Professor G.L. Pettigrew's poetry collection in his book, Critical Mass. Gil, a loving and faithful son, brother, friend, Christian, scientist, professor of biology, marine biology, and botany, naturalist, researcher, and so much more, also shared his thoughts and insights through his poetry. So now we begin. Let's begin with some words from Critical Mass, a collection of poetry by Professor G.L. Pettigrew, our son. A house is a house. A hole is a house for a mouse or a mole, and a hive is a home for a bee. In stream, lake, or bay dwell the turtle and frog. Snakes under rock, leaf, or log. Many birds in a tree, fish fresh water or sea, and a house is a house for you and for me. Anthropology. Cave dweller sits solitary, work secluded paints his mystic bulls and bison in okra and black ash. To make this hole, this cold earth womb, more livable. After all, home is where the art is.
Yeah, Night Shield, Honey Dawn, Cloud Walker.
Just live your life, don't let it live you. Listen to your heart, cause it speaks the truth. Follow my lead, you can't break me down. Strong, red, and proud. Strong, red, and proud. Rest in peace to my brothers and sisters. Dakota, Maine, we sure gon' miss ya. Lost a friend, but we gained an angel. Maybe that's why he had to take you. There for us in our time of need. Honor thy people, now please believe.
Thank you.
absolutely fabulous, cat and mouse. Beware the trap, said a solicitous and hungry cat to a mouse as it approached that instrument. Come over to where I am and be safe. You will eat me, replied the mouse. My demise is certain no matter which direction I choose. It is of no consequence to me which way I go. It is the difference of a world to me, replied the cat. Fox and Crow, a fable. I am sure your voice is as lovely as your countenance, said Fox to a crow who was holding a bit of cheese in her bill. If only you would grace my ears with a sample song. I will sing for you, replied the crow through a full beak, as soon as I have finished my meal. Two thieves. It is your fault I am in this dreadful state, said a youthful thief to an elder one from behind iron. If you had never taught me to steal, I would be free. Perhaps, answered his wizened tutor, but it seems your talent for being caught is a native one. The ant and the grasshopper. A lazy ant was chided for his indolence by an equally idle grasshopper. You are a disgrace, a disappointment to your kind, shamed the verdant songster. You do not gather or dig like your fellows, yet when the harsh winter comes, you doubtless expect to subsist on the fruits of their efforts. And yourself, replied the ant, your brow is sweatless, your hand unroughened, and your back unbent by labor. True enough, was the grasshopper's reply. However, my people have never been known for their industry. Astronomy. The moon is a flying with Sophia, my friend's Josh's precocious 2.5-year-old daughter. The moon is flying through a poured ink sky over dark rippling waters, black satin ribbons, trailing a wake of cotton smoke clouds, while winking stars hover like hummingbirds at trumpet flowers or fawning royal servants. Nightingale and Crow. A crow complimented a nightingale on her voice. "Your throat is truly a splendid instrument. The music it produces is melodious and full, delicate and sweet. Each evening, you provide all who hear with an aural feast, a sound banquet of the highest kind." The nightingale laughed and replied, "Your evaluation of my talent can be little more than a crass flattery. From the sound of your own voice, your ear is led." The workhorse and the ant. A workhorse observed an ant struggling to carry a sand grain and chuckled at its feeble strainings. Said he, "What good friend do you think your meager effort can do anyway? Myself, I can pull rivers straight, cart way the hills, but who do you think will notice the shift of a pebble?" "I am doing my share," answered the tiny laborer. Hygiene. Cleanliness is next to godliness, as every creature knows. Look here, even this fly on our table bathes, washes its hands before buzzing off to dine on filth. The impermanent poem. You asked what it is like to be sand. Every footprint, you. Every wind heaps or scatters you. Your face wears the expression of the last wave that passed you. Whether you become a palace or glass depends on the hands holding you, not your desire. You are and ever will be flying, shifting, impermanent powder.
Do you think you do the things you say? Good.
At the end of the word, at the ending was the word, and the word was waste, and the word was fire, was chainsaw, and the forest fell. The ground scorched, dried to asphalt. The monkeys howled. At the ending was the word, and the word was the pangs of birth. The gape of hungry infants was the hack of plows and their rivers were twisted and drained and the earth was rent. Parrots and lianas, orchids fell into the chasm. At the ending was the word, and the word was plague, was the roar of engines, and the firstborns died and crops became dust. The voice of the pigeon deafened the land, and brown snakes dropped from the skies. Poisoned paradise, strangled Eden, and wise man emerged as master of chaos, ruler of weeds. White, the hue of death, color of decay, is bones and specters, teeth, a fierce beast, mushrooms rising from derelict wood, maggots chewing their way through corruption. Happiness is an option. There will be moments when the shrieking of banshee storms have stilled, the fierce beast vanished, night's face is no longer black as perdition, but freckled with soft stars, lit by the moon's glowing beauty mark, and all will be peace. It will be sweetness. Without warning, you will have joy, a happy stillness. And this is permitted. Yes, this is a good thing. Sandwich. What to do? The noose's loop draws tighter. Lethal needles sting, burn of toxic gas sharper, and you've no posterity, no children, spouse, indulged pets, cannot ascend to paradise with mammon. What to do? Order up 2 hunks of bread, fold, insert the bill, crisp green, say quick grace, in God we trust, open wide, eat the riches. Taphonomy. Elegant cuts and scrapes breaks a topographic map of stains and singes. Tell of teeth, rodent gnaws or carnivores, tears. The cooking fire's heat, march of flesh to mineral, climate shift, disease or death, cliches aside, the dead do tell tales, write their biographies in bone. Missouri twilight. The night is still, still and blood warm. The moon full in an India ink eye, a great lidless eye, shining like foxfire, blind stars, blink air fireflies, fireflies blink, are dying embers. The voice of the night hawk splits the black like a buzzsaw. Moths condense in clouds around streetlights. Cacophilous cricket cry, from long grass, from bushes, there is the occasional breath of honeysuckle. In the midst of our reading, I'll take a few minutes to read what one critic has said about Critical Mass and the poetry in the middle in this book, Critical Mass, by Professor G.L. Pettigrew. Critical Mass offers a fascinating journey through painted words, thought-provoking imagery, unmasked science, and diabolical truth. A journey worth taking again and again. This is Mary Jo Moore, author of The Diamond Doorknob. And another critic has said, Gil Pettigrew has the keen eye of a scientist, the sharp tongue of a cynic, the love of beauty of an idealist, the lyricism of a singer, and fortunately for us, the pen of a poet with which to write it all down. All these humane qualities are an ample display in this, his first solo collection of poetry, a valuable addition to the collection of any word lover. And this was written by Chris Katoba Tsunami, author of The Fisherman and the Genie. This be verse. This is for Sylvia, a friend of Gill's. You forget the goal of verse is to obfuscate. The poet escapes inside a fog, becomes a cephalopod, disappearing like the slippery squid into a cloud of bitter ink. The poem Hygiene. Cleanliness is next to godliness, as every creature knows. Look here, even this fly on our table bays, washes its hands before buzzing off to dine on filth. I just wanted to reread that one because I came across it again. Breakfast Leftovers, the Scrambled Egg Poem. You stole them from their cozy nest and from the hen that sat to heat it. Froze them in a Frigidaire, next shattered and then beat them. Now cold and fried, I ask you, on cruel hors d'oeuvres, was that any to treat them? To do all that and then not have the courtesy to eat them. Crow at Flowering Tree. The undertaker bird, black rasped voice, tired of tasting death, swallowing corruption, pauses on a fragrant bough, laps of flowers, perfumed plumes, slakes slightly, thirst with sweetness. Who needs sleep? Now I lay me down to sleep, the walls groan on, winds outside shriek, as morning blooms in orange and red. Ne'er a dream's trespassed my head. The Tourist. The weather's foul, the natives dwar. The toilets reek, the food is sour. I guard my gold, fear for my health, and sing praises I live somewhere else. Sure, Pinocchio, you broken my heart, the checks in the mail. We'll do lunch when you get out of jail. John Hyatt, sure, Pinocchio. I promise I will care for you. I swear that I already do. I promise what you mean to me is precisely what I mean to you. I promise I will never lie, that every word I say is true. What more could you want me to do? I swear, I promise, cross my heart, cross my fingers. The Asking Tree. The tree wants a brighter sun. The tree wants clearer, cooler rain. The tree, its old limbs and buds cut away, want itself shaped, and frost burns the tree's tender new shoots in early spring. High summer's heat, whether it is delicate and tiresome. It's sick, scented blossoms, and its small, bitter question. Mark-shaped fruits. All seeds and core are inadequate compensation for my care. Often fear that in a collapse of patience, I will turn the tree to kindling, or hang myself inverted from it. Conundrum. I once read a story about a cat who somehow managed to capture a bat. Punished by catching birds, praised for killing mice, he was confused, didn't know what to expect. This wasn't quite either. He just stared at it, pushed it around a bit, waited for his reward or punishment. We're all a little like that, I think. The hunt is more for chase than meat. Journey is worth double destination. We struggle, we strive, and we toil like ants. Sometimes that pays off, and we're left with the puzzling fledermaus of success. We wonder what happens to a dream deferred and what to do with one fulfilled. Conundrum 2. Understanding the problem, familiar with the stink of fear, corruption stench, he descends into the pit, inhales, suffocates while taking another breath. Rose Tree, his rival. I understand your objection. I know the problem's not small. Through my eyes, from the musical Cabaret, for J.M.R. and A.L.H. He says, she's not worth the bother. Forget it. The whole thing's nothing but frustration. Don't come crying to me when it fails. I say, well, it's complex. I have a certain weakness for a soft voice, sweet smile, gentle hand. That's no surprise. At least it shouldn't be. He says, I warned you. I am warning you. I understand your joy. I understand your pain. But what did you, could you expect? You should have known better. I say, I did. You're right. I've learned my lesson. Never again. Not ever. Hardly ever. Not until the next time. Probably tomorrow. He says, you're irredeemable. A lost cause. You're a fool. To hear you talk, to watch you, it revolts me. I give up. I say, yes, I am. I know it does. And it revolts me too. But I do it gladly. Thought for a sunshiny morning. The bright sky bears my heart aloft. To make joyful noise, it dares me. Yes, I am in a pleasant mood, and that, my darling, scares me. I think I'll read that one again. It's sunny and shiny, and the snow's cold but melting, but it's a beautiful sunny morning. Thought for a sunshiny morning. The bright sky bears my heart aloft. To make joyful noise, it dares me. Yes, I am in a pleasant mood, and that, my darling, scares me. The Red Queen, the trick. Slow, slow, quick, quick, slow. Is it to move like dizzy wheels? Hummingbird's wings, the flickering dragonfly. Or Alice's Red Queen, running, running all you can, fast enough to stand still. And now we'll take a break for our sponsors. We'll be right back.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio, the way it should be heard. Stay right there, and we'll be right back on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The hardest thing to do at times is to make changes in your routine. Don't let that hold you back.
Oh, wait a minute. Hey, told us we had it all, Jordan. Well, yeah, I guess in a way we are running out of all.
I'm Wes.
I'm Tia.
And I'm Heather.
And we are Three Voices.
You want this drama over here? It's clear. You got Gilbert over here. You got LeBron over here. And guess what? We talking about it.
I'm trying to get over the dog whistle politics thing because I can't hear it and dogs supposed to hear it. So who hear the dog whistle?
Your opportunity is now to get up-to-the-minute information, great entertainment, and stimulating talk programs on your computer. Yes, I said your computer. Just log on to TalkTainmentRadio.com, click Listen Live to hear a program. The blogs and podcasts are up and running. TalkTainmentRadio.com can also be heard on your cell phone.
Yes, I said cell phone.
TalkTainment Radio. We go where you go.
The COVID-19 vaccines can be our chance to get back to our plans, who we are, what we miss, to get back to each other, to life. But it's okay to have questions like, how were the vaccines tested? In rigorous clinical trials among adults of diverse backgrounds. Can the vaccines give you COVID-19? You cannot get COVID-19 from a vaccine. Why should I get vaccinated? Protecting yourself also helps protect the people around you. Find the latest information at getvaccineanswers.org.
Your daughter doesn't want to talk about why her room is a horrible mess. Your son doesn't want to talk about why he's wearing mismatching socks. Your spouse doesn't want to talk about their bad haircut. Families don't have to talk about everything, but they should talk to plan for an emergency. Pack basic supplies in a go bag, water, canned food, flashlights, batteries, medical supplies, IDs, and some cash. Talk about where you'll meet in case you lose one another. And of course, don't forget to pack the dog treats. Talk to your family and make an emergency plan. Go to nyc.gov/readyny or call 311 to make your family's emergency plan. Brought to you by New York City Emergency Management and the Ad Council.
We can give you a new heart.
We can help you walk again.
We can perform brain surgery.
We can treat a sore throat.
We can bring life into the world.
We can work so many miracles, but the one thing we cannot do is read your mind.
When you communicate with your doctor,
when you ask us more questions,
you reduce your risk of suffering a medical mistake.
Tens of thousands of lives are lost every year due to medical mistakes.
The healthcare community is working on it, but you can help.
Please, open up. Ask more questions.
What are the side effects?
When should I expect my test results?
Will this medication interact with my other prescriptions?
We can't answer if you don't ask.
Help reduce your risk.
Questions are the answer.
Learn the 10 questions you must ask. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, and the Ad Council.
Hi, everyone. Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that after 75 years, Smokey's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more to report. Like when it's dry or windy. Be careful burning yard waste, because wildfires can even start in your neck of the woods. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presence, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Hey, I'm Haley Kiyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues.
If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are. But I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Extinction is forever. To save America's most iconic and imperiled species from extinction, we must fight for their future. Fight to save the natural lands that wildlife call home. Fight to limit pollution. Fight for smart development. Fight for their future. And fight for ours. For so goes nature, so goes us.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback. Providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see.
D-E-P-R.
Mental illness doesn't show up on a scale.
Bipolar?
Sorting out a mental health concern takes professional diagnosis and treatment.
Anxiety. I thought so.
If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support.
When you take your car in for an oil change, a good mechanic will also take care of other routine maintenance to make sure your car runs safely and efficiently. Protecting your health isn't much different. When you get a COVID-19 vaccine, it's important to make sure you're also protected from other serious but preventable diseases. It's easy and convenient to get other routine vaccines at the same time as a COVID-19 vaccine. So make sure you ask a healthcare professional about other vaccines you may need to maintain your health.
Meet Norm. He lives with anxiety, but with the help of this latest innovation from Be Normal, he can be normal, just like everyone else. With the swipe of a finger, you can project happiness, confidence, machismo. Why settle for being real when you can be normal? The Normal Maker, new from Be Normal.
This item doesn't really work because there's no such thing as normal. We're all different. What we like, how our brains work. In fact, 1 in 5 of us live with mental illness. Don't filter who you are. Start by talking to someone you trust. And remember, there is no normal.
What do you think you're doing, Kevin?
I was just gonna drive home.
There are several warning signs present that you shouldn't be driving.
Like hearing voices?
Like your text to emoji ratio?
Oh man, the selfies.
Selfie nailed it.
We all have warning signs that let us know that we're probably not okay to drive. Mine is pretending to be your subconscious.
Craig, come on man, let's put a ride home.
Have you been diagnosed with prostate cancer? You may be eligible to participate in a clinical research study for an investigational procedure called high-intensity focused ultrasound, or HIFU. This is a minimally invasive procedure. It is radiation-free, may destroy prostate cancer cells, and potentially has few side effects. This investigational procedure is performed at no cost to the patient. Call today at 1-866-619-6026. 206 or visit www.theprostatecancerstudy.com. Have you been diagnosed with prostate cancer? You may be eligible to participate in a clinical research study for an investigational procedure called high-intensity focused ultrasound, or HIFU. Call today at 1-866-619-6026 or visit www.theprostatecancerstudy.com.
Presenting Great Moments in the History of 1-800-FED-INFO. For years, Americans have turned to 1-800-FED-INFO for government information. Make your own great moment. Call 1-800-FED-INFO. It's government made easy.
Hello, listeners. We return. We're back with the poetry of Professor G.L. Pettigrew from his collection in the book Critical Mass. And I've read to you what some of his critics, his reviewers have said. And so now, for just about 10 or 15 more minutes, we'll continue with the last few poems in G.L. Pettigrew's, Professor G.L. Pettigrew's book, Critical Mass, a collection of poetry. The paperwork monolith. The tour was in its wane. I could tell this because our guide's apparently infinite supply of landmarks was almost exhausted. And to your right, he cricketed, our city crown jewel, the paperwork monolith. This atrocity was located in what can only be described as the town hexagon and was a giant hornet's nest of old print, sledge heap of defunct books, bulletins, and magazines. Our guide continued, it was commissioned in a year that escapes me by our city's Bureau of Surplusage as a monument to every pointless endeavor ever engaged in by a citizen of our metropolis. The Board of Excess designed it, and it was constructed with materials and laborers from Redundance and Company. Our tour bus turned and passed the monolith slowly, and the interested photographed it. The rest of us returned to the careful monitoring of our watches. Moth beauty. Is introverted, is intricate, not like the brash, immodest flash of butterfly wings, gaudy, obvious, and boldly on display all day. No, moth beauty is shy and hides under black night, is revealed only under scientist black light or the shine of the silkworm pale moon. Hygiene number two. A yellow finch splashes in a stream, makes sparkles more beautiful, more precious than any flashes in a miner's pan. By a researcher, Cleopatra Carabidae. Beetle scrambling over below, anything, anywhere, doesn't care. Something's there, gotta be, everywhere. The music of odonates on the official common names for North American dragonflies. Aztec dancer, sparkling jewel wing, ruby spot, amber wing, set wing, basket tail, handsome, splendid club tail, faded, calico, Halloween pennant, fragile folktail, stream cruiser, meadowhawk, bow hunter, pond hawk, shadow dragon, dragon hunter, exclamation damsel, Their names crack and buzz like whirring wings. Fractures sound like iridescence, like sun on shining car spaces. Settle, twitch lightly on the tongue, then off in loop dash dive over teeth and lips, out into bright air, glittering like their bearers. Geology number two. This is the place to find solitude, far from civilization's concrete shriek, where the earth is purified by sunfire. Winds, raises, scrub, flowers scent like incense. Stones, red, amber, gold are baptized by ephemeral rains. And the cloudless sky, broad as beauty, opens like a prayer book. Mayan skull, cheap. I should buy the Mayan skull on sale at the natural arts store. $4,200, what a bargain. So I can, I'm not sure what, give it to a shaman, a preacher, scientific anthropologist, someone who'll make more a curiosity of what was once a mind and face. When rats write har, dim tunnels and dark closed spaces will be sanctuaries, open bright, well-lit places fraught with peril, where strychnine freezes the blood, the trap steel hammer falls, cat's claws draws the final curtain. Well, that is the last poem from the collection of poetry by Professor G.L. Pettigrew. I'd like to thank you for listening, my faith and family friends. It has been an honor sharing our beloved's poetry with you. Critical Mass, Poetry Collection Poems by Professor G.L. Pettigrew is available on Amazon.com, and now we will close with a song. But first, before we close, I want to read again, Happiness is an Option. And after following the reading of this poem, we will close with a song based on Gill's poem, Happiness is an Option, by Dr. Dawn Karima and J. Red Eagle. Happiness is an option. There will be moments when the shrieking banshee storms have stilled, the fierce beasts vanished, night's face is no longer black as perdition, but freckled with soft stars, lit by the moon's glowing beauty mark, and all will be peace. It will be sweetness. Without warning, you will be happy. You will have joy. A happy stillness, and this is permitted. Yes, this is a good thing. We'll see you next time.
There will be moments when the shrieking banshee storms have stilled, the fierce beasts vanish, night's face is no longer black as perdition.
Without warning, you will have joy, a happy stillness, and this
is permitted.
Come dance with me. got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.